Ian, you must be scratching your head as to how that happened.
Pretty much so, me and probably the few hundred spectators who are here as well, which obviously, first and foremost, it's fantastic to see, and we're really appreciative for the public who've come out and supported us, and very, very disappointed, unfortunately, we couldn't give them a result, but yeah, that's that T20 crickets, it's a fickle, a very fickle form of it, so, but yeah, disappointed.
And just on that point of the crowd, Ian, that's one of the first times we've ever had a real atmosphere. The crowd were willing you there at the end, and you know, I know it was disappointing to lose out, but surely there are positives that come out of that?
Well, without doubt. I think we've tried very much this year to embrace the clubs and also the public. I would hope that we'll continue to do that, and certainly I would hope that the public will continue to come out and support the Warriors, because we're very, very grateful for it.
Mm-hmm. What it does, Ian, it sends you to Pembroke for the 3-day festival. I mean, you are playing a wee bit of catch-up, but I think if today proved anything, teams are very capable of beating each other at this level now.
Oh, of course. Especially, as I said, about T20, it's all about fine margins whenever you're in the shortest form of the game. Certainly at half time we were very, very content. We obviously knew that the pitch maybe wasn't as quick as what maybe we would have liked, but the guys spoke about how we were going to go about their business, but you know, people in cricket know that sometimes the smaller score is much harder to get than chasing 160, 170. At least you know that you have to go out and be positive, and I think maybe we got caught in two mindsets.
And just finally, Ian, one of the highlights, or probably the highlight, outstanding in the field and with the ball, I thought, today, and Graham Kennedy epitomised a lot of what's going on at the Warriors at the moment.
Well, very much so. We've put a lot of hard work and training on our fielding. It's one thing that we've prided ourselves on. It's one thing that we set a really high benchmark for ourselves. And certainly the fielding tonight was top drawer. And I thought Graham, in all aspects of his game tonight, it was pretty much set up for him there, really.
Yep.
And it wouldn't have been surprised to see him get a couple of boundaries and get us over the line. But do you know what? He's young, obviously he's still learning the game, and to see him perform like the way he does, probably just has proven to the selectors that, you know, we're making the right call.
And do you feel, sorry, I just meant to ask you as well, do you feel now that the fact that you're disappointed at losing by 4 runs to Leinster Lightning, that's how far the Warriors have come? Do you feel that that's the new benchmark now?
I think so. You know, when we had a quick chat in the change rooms after the game, a few of the players give their thoughts, but for me the overriding factor when I looked around was disappointment.
They were hurt.
And I told them that in a roundabout way, it's actually quite pleasing to see, because then for us as a coaching group, we know that it means something to them, that they're playing for the shirt, they're playing for the badge, and the fact that they're disappointed, well, it speaks volumes for them and where we need to be. But we'll move on.
Cheers, Ian.